16th and last parak of Yevamos, more halachas of testimony on the death of a husband. The woman remained here, and her co-wife and husband went to Mdinas Hayam. And they came and told her your husband is dead. We're talking about a case where they didn't have children, and now the question is she allowed? Does she have to do yibum or not yibum? So we say she cannot get remarried, and she cannot do yibum shema ad she teida shema muberes yitzirasa. Since we have no testimony that her co-wife is dead, this is a possibility that her tzara, her co-wife, is pregnant presently. If she's pregnant, we cannot do chalitz and yibum when one of the wives is pregnant. So the second wife is stuck right now. She can't do yibum or chalitza because we have to wait to know what happened with this co-wife. Yeah. Now, we're saying, why don't we wait 9 months? And Mimela, yibum she won't do because maybe there's a son from the other wife, but she'll do chalitza. And it's sad that a co-wife did not have children. She could do chalitza. She cannot do chalitza as long as a co-wife is pregnant. If the co-wife gave birth, then avada it's good, because she doesn't need chalitza. So wait 9 months until chalitza. So we don't do that. Why? Because what's going to happen is she does chalitza. The second she does chalitza, she's better psula lakuna. If we find that afterwards that her co-wife gave birth, she's kshera lakuna. So we basically passed her lakuna. She wasn't pas lakuna. So we're gonna have to announce to everybody, even though we made chalitz beforehand, now she really is kshay lakuna. Then we're concerned that they announce that she's kshay lakuna. She's gonna go and marry a kohen, and people are gonna see afterwards she's married to a kohen, and you have people that heard that she did chalitza, and they did not hear the announcement of chalitza was a mistake, and they can say, "Oh, a chalitza is allowed to marry a kohen." When they come out, people learning improper din, they're going to come out and learn that chalitza is kshei lakuna. Yeah. So the mice is going to come out according to this, that what happens if this woman anyway cannot marry a kohen? She was a grusha from a previous marriage. So in such a case, after 9 months, we'll let her do chalitza because she anyway is never going to marry a kohen. She had a mother-in-law that went to Medina Sayyam, and she didn't have any brother-in-laws. Now the question is, does she have to be choshesh that her mother-in-law gave birth to a baby boy? Here we say ain't a choshesh, she doesn't have to be choshesh. Why not? Because in respect to her co-wife, as long as she had a child, whether boy or girl, it changes her status. So you have to be choshesh for that. By the case of the mother-in-law, if she gave birth to her daughter, you don't have to be choshesh. So they only have to be choshesh if she gave birth to a son. So mele, we have a roiv to say that there's nothing to be choshesh because maybe it was a daughter and maybe it was a stillborn, even if it was a son. So therefore, she doesn't have to be choshesh. Yotzor meleya. If the mother-in-law came out when she's pregnant, left when she's pregnant, then choshesh is, then we are concerned. Why? Because once she's pregnant, there's already a chazaka that the child will survive. So Mimela, we treat it as a 50-50 situation. If it's bechlan not clear that she became pregnant, then we say there's a rove that she doesn't have a child. But once she's pregnant, then we have to be choshesh that maybe it is a boy and she has a yavam, and we have to clarify that before we permit her to get remarried. Rabbi Shuaima ain't a chesheshes. Rabbi just says, no, we're not chesheshes because Lamaisa, even though she's pregnant, but Lamaisa, we still have a majority, and it won't be a boy, it still could be a stillborn, and it could still be a girl.